I know that someday I'm gonna travel back to Arizona, way out with in Berkeley.
Here at Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Wickenburg to enjoy the celebration of Henry Wickenburg, the founder of the town, 200th birthday. It's an all weekend event. They've got lots of things lined up. So we decided to run up here and not miss any of the fun. And as often as we've driven through Wickenburg or driven to Wickenburg over the last 40, 45 years, we've made it a habit to stop regularly in the last 25 years at the Hassayampa River Preserve. And we're going to be speaking with the director, Mrs. Jessica Bland. Jessica, thanks a million.
Well, thank you for your interest in highlighting the preserve. It truly is a wonderful place, and we love to be able to share it with everyone.
The Hassayampa River Preserve, located just south of Flagstaff on the Hassayampa River. I'm going to guess, but the Hassayampa River probably runs 70 miles, 80 miles, maybe as much as 100 miles. I'm not sure. But the entire river is underground, except for when it comes to the surface right here at the preserve.
That's correct. So the Hassayampa River starts outside of Prescott as Groom Creek, and as it travels down out of the mountains, it picks up other tributaries, and once it reaches the desert floor, it actually starts flowing underground through the sediments. So if you travel over the bridge in Wickenburg, often you see the dry riverbed. And so shortly after the river leaves Wickenburg, the shallow bedrock in the area actually pushes the water up to the surface again. So we have about 5 miles of surface water, and that pretty much designates the lush riparian area that is now designated as the Hassayampa River Preserve.
It's been like that for hundreds of years or thousands of years. And anytime you've got surface water in the middle of the desert, you're going to have someone minding it, tending it, and living on it. What's the human occupation of this preserve look like historically?
Yeah, so the property has a long history. There's archaeological evidence that Native Americans used the area along the river for hunting and gathering various native resources. Some of the cultures even grew corn along the river, settled in permanent settlements along the river. The property then changed. It was homesteaded in the 1860s by a man named Frederick Brill, who was an immigrant from Germany, similar to Henry Wickenburg. They actually knew each other and were friends. And Brill grew a number of fruit trees and other crops here on his working farm. He also had dairy and beef cattle, so it was a working ranch as well. Some of the remnants, of the various crops he grew and planted can still be seen on the property, including the iconic palm trees that, frame the backdrop for the visitor center, which actually is the original Brill Ranch House, and we operate out of that today as the visitor center. It was originally a 4-room adobe structure.
Dating to what, 1860s?
Yeah, the 1860s is when we believe the first portion of the house was constructed here, and it was Brill's ranch house.
Truly the Wild West at that point.
It truly was, and there are many stories that talk about Indian raids that happened. Brill had some of his horses and cattle stolen. One of his ranch hands, in fact, was killed by Indians. So it definitely was truly the Wild West, that we think of.
Well, the story about the Oatman girls and kidnapped by the Apaches, if I remember right, wasn't that wagon train out of Wickenburg?
I don't know the details I'm familiar with the Oatman history, but we actually have a more local massacre, not associated, with Native Americans, but we have on site here a burial. The Martin family grave site is here on the property, and the Martin family was actually massacred by a gang of people who we believe were hired by a rival businessman up in the Stanton area, which is where the Martin family lived at the time, and they were leaving town. Apparently they had an amount of cash, maybe $5,000 in cash on them, and they had stopped at the Brill Ranch and conversed with Frederick Brill on their way into Phoenix, and then shortly after that was when their burned wagon and their bodies was discovered. The story goes that one of Brill's ranch hands went to investigate ended up collecting what was left of the Martin family's remains and bringing it here to the Brill Ranch for a proper burial. And the Martin family grave has been maintained ever since then.
Just one of the things you'll find at the Hassayampa River Preserve, you're really known that are familiar with y'all are invariably bird watchers.
Yes, the preserve is a big draw to wildlife enthusiasts in general, but specifically for bird watching. We have almost 300 species of birds that have been identified at the preserve. Some are here year-round, some seasonally, and some use the preserve as an important stopover point on their long migratory journeys north or south.
2003, Jennifer and I spent our 25th anniversary right here at the preserve, and I spotted my first pied-billed grebe.
Yes, and they're still here.
But 300 birds, as we approached the visitor center, there was several people out front that had cameras with lenses that were as long as their arm.
Yeah, not an uncommon sight here. The preserve draws bird watchers and then specifically people interested in bird photography as well. One of the draws is the hummingbird feeders that we have outside the visitor center. And the hummingbirds, different species are here year-round. Some come in seasonally or, you know, on their migrations. And so the presence of the hummingbirds is, you know, always a delight to visitors to be able to see the hummingbirds up close.
And that's a migratory pattern, or are they here pretty much year-round?
The Anna's hummingbirds are here year-round, and then we have several other species that are here seasonally, and then the Rufus hummingbirds we typically see during spring and fall migration.
All right, can we go back to the archaeological component of the park? Now, y'all have recently, or it's recently come to my attention, that the Nature Conservancy has joined with Maricopa County Parks, and now the Hassayampa Preserve is going to become part of a much larger development?
Yes, so the Nature Conservancy acquired the property in 1986. They purchased it from a private property owner, the Likes family. After Frederick Brill left the area, the property actually had another fascinating chapter. It became Wickenburg's first dude ranch. It was called the Garden of Allah. And Wickenburg, of course, has become known as the dude ranch capital of Arizona. And it all started here at what we now call the preserve. So the Garden of Allah operated for a few years, was a very successful dude ranch. And then the property changed hands, changed names over the years. It eventually became the Lazy RC Dude Ranch. And then eventually it morphed into a privately owned recreation area and a trailer park, and that was what was owned by the Likes family. And then in 1986, the property went up for sale again and was purchased by the Nature Conservancy. The Nature Conservancy saw the ecological value and the historical value of the preserve, or what would become the preserve. And so they purchased the property and spent a year restoring the property, restoring the riverbed, planting thousands of trees, pulling out the trailers that had been here. The property had degraded. There was active cattle grazing and such. And so the Nature Conservancy really did a lot of heavy restoration work for a year. And then they opened the property in 1987 to the public as the Hassayampa River Preserve.
And it is open to the public. What will the new partnership between the Conservancy and Maricopa County Parks bring to this immediate development?
So the Nature Conservancy in 2017 donated the preserve to become part of the Maricopa County Park system. And the Nature Conservancy holds a permanent conservation easement on the property to ensure that we manage the property to their standards, you know, to the original vision that they had for the preserve. It really is a partnership. Nature Conservancy is involved in the larger decision-making process, but being able to have Maricopa County come in has allowed us to be able to provide some improvements to the property that the Nature Conservancy wasn't able to do. We've been able to add more full-time staff, increase the hours that were open to the public, and then we've been able to, you know, add some infrastructure and amenities. We're continually doing work on the historic buildings here on the property, and then we've added some trail improvements and some new fencing and things like that on the property itself. So we're working on trying to maintain that balance between what the Nature Conservancy saw as the vision for the property and the intimate and primitive setting that it is. We don't want to develop it too much, but we want to be able to provide the improvements that have been needed over the years.
Parking area just off Highway 60, south of Wickenburg, mile marker 114, Hassayampa River Preserve. You come in, you park, and there's a welcoming center or educational facility and a little map of the area. What kind of trail system do y'all have established immediately right in this vicinity?
We have about 3 miles of walking or hiking trails that visitors can enjoy at their own pace. Our interpretive ranger and guest presenters also provide a number of interpretive programs each month, leading guided walks, and we also have classroom programs and such. And they touch on a variety of subjects, bird walks, general nature walks, history walks. One of our most popular programs is the Creature of the Night Walk, night walks that we have that provide visitors with the opportunity to see the diverse variety of wildlife that we have here, including raccoons, ringtails, bobcats, javelina, foxes. Those are just some of the wildlife that has been seen, you know, on the Creatures of the Night Walks.
Well, like I said, when you've got surface water in the middle of the desert, it brings everybody in the area right there to you. But whether you're human or desert inhabitant creature, you'll find the water. We're here visiting with Mrs. Jessica Bland, the director for the Hassayampa River Preserve, a part of the Maricopa County Park System.